USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today could be the busiest day of the year for airports across the country. The group Airlines for America says nearly 3 million travelers are expected to fly today and tomorrow. Holiday traffic congestion will reach its peak in several major cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. One thing to remember if you are flying...
The rule of thumb is this. If you can spill it, spread it, spray it, pump it, or pour it, then it should go into your check bag.
That's Lisa Farbstein with the TSA. Moderate Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's disturbed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is coordinating with the White House regarding President Trump's impeachment trial. Murkowski told an Anchorage, Alaska TV station that when McConnell made the remark, she felt it further confused the process. Murkowski is one of the Republicans in the Senate who has voted against the White House in the past. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Paris landmark damaged by fire early this year may never be the same. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The rector of Notre Dame Cathedral says the Paris landmark is still so fragile after a fire early this year, there's a 50% chance the structure may never be saved, as scaffolding installed before the fire is threatening the vaults of that Gothic monument. The Monsignor Patrick Chauvet says restoration work isn't likely to begin until 2021, describing his heartache that Notre Dame could not hold Christmas services this year for the first time since the French Revolution.
We're learning just how much money the Chinese government has spent to help tech giant Huawei. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Chinese government gave Huawei $75 billion in support so it could rival Apple and Samsung. The phone maker's ties to the Chinese government have troubled other nations as the company looks to enlarge its international footprint. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Christmas Day has passed with no sign of North Korea's Christmas gift. U.S. military and intelligence officials are continuing to keep a watch out for that gift. Most experts claim the gift will likely be a test of a long-range missile, although according to former CIA agent Brian Wright, when it comes to North Korea...
Well, we have to remember that we have a neurotic kid who's at the head of a nuclear-armed state. So the threat is real. Even if it didn't happen yesterday, it certainly could happen today and the days to come. So if I were to sit down with the president and give him counsel, it would be continue with the diplomatic efforts. We have to focus on that kind of a solution. We also have to start exploring covert action operations with the CIA, obviously working in close collaboration with the military. We need to start targeting both the facilities and the people involved in this program, both carrot and stick. And I think that the president understands that. I think he leans much more towards trying to find a diplomatic solution here. But we also have to remember that this isn't just about North Korea and the peninsula. Mm-hmm. This is also about Kim Jong-un selling all of his weaponry abroad to places like Syria, Iran. So this problem isn't just localized. It's global. And the president knows that, and I think that he's got to maybe lean a little bit heavier on some of the solutions to take care of this problem.
And in sports news, the college football bowl season is in full swing with two games today. The Louisiana Tech Bulldogs will play against the Miami Hurricanes in the Independence Bowl. Kickoff for that game is set for just after 4 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.